B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
I think I found us a new theme song that we can use for a little while.
What?
We are the champs. Smile to your face and a tingle to your spine.
And 95 was great. We don't want to discount that, but they were supposed to win in 95.
Right.
This year, they weren't even a winning team halfway through the season.
Yeah.
They were supposed to win. So that's why I think this is the greatest sporting Atlanta sports victory ever currently.
I'm curious how it was at your house, because what I saw this morning, so I'm in the kitchen here at the radio station, mm-hmm. like always. Judd Hickenbotham from the WSB News or whatever is in there. We're making coffee. We're having an adult conversation. And in comes Drek. I mean, I can't believe he kept his shirt on. Just totally barrels in there, high-fiving Judd and everything. And I'm like, okay. And I walk out, and I was joking, obviously, because I can't hold this beast back from his excitement. And so I go about my thing. I come in here, 5 minutes ago, I go back to get the coffee that he was making while we were having that conversation. Yeah. There's no coffee because he never pressed the little button.
Oh, no.
Because he was too busy.
So distracted.
Too excited.
Bare-chested, bear-hugging Drex. What was it like in the ninth inning at your house?
So secretly, the thing I love about this Braves World Series run has been, like, we've made like a lot of great relationships, and like the texting with the buddies, and we met like this other family that lives on our street that we didn't know, and so we watched a lot of the games together, and so I was texting that dad all throughout the game, and I was like, We got to do something. If it's going to happen, we got to get together and do something for the ninth inning. He's like, I'll wake the kids up and I'll bring them over. So at the bottom of the ninth, I didn't tell April either. You know, they knock on the door. April's like, what's going on? The dogs bark, and I open it up, and it's our friends from down the street. They had gotten their kids up.
Sweet.
We got Avery up, and we all watched it together and like just talking about it.
Look at you get all misty-eyed.
I love it. Well, if you didn't know, the Braves won World Series Game 6 and are champions of the baseball world. We are the It finally happened. I mean, somebody pinch each and every one of us. The Braves are World Series champions.
Woo-woo.
But there was one guy that plays for the Braves. Pinch hitter Eddie Adrianza, I think is how you say his name. He's not a star player, but he missed out on everything in Houston. He was not there. He's a member of the team.
Was he not invited?
No, he was invited, but just before game 6, he was placed on paternity leave. His wife was going to have a baby, and so he got to take 1 to 3 days away from the league.
Are you flipping kidding me? Okay. He couldn't have flown everybody with the baseball money to Houston to be there.
You mean fly the 9-month pregnant woman to Houston just in case?
Drive her. We're talking about millionaires here.
Throw an OBGYN in a Sprinter van with the wife. And
rent a fleet of U-Haul. I don't know. Like, do it. Rent RVs. Like, have a team of scientists behind them.
Well, if there was ever a time that it would be okay to not be there for the birth of a child, I would think it would be because you are in the World Series. You're working.
Like, he would have had a great excuse to not be there. And to prove that, let's go to the phones, 404-741-0985. You tell us why Dad wasn't in the delivery room. Teresa's in Covington.
So apparently this story goes that my mom, you know, she was due in December, and the doctor assured her, hey, you know, you still have 3 more weeks. And so my dad went hunting, and so in a deer stand, he had this funny feeling, and then he fell and got injured, and then he ended up in the hospital the same time I was born. He just wasn't there for my birth.
I don't understand. Yeah. So you said he got a funny feeling.
He just felt like something was off. And back then, you know, they didn't have cell phones.
Yeah. Right. So did they wheel him into you, or did they wheel you into him?
One of the first Polaroid pictures, it's my dad in his hospital bed and him holding me.
That would be a little awkward. Usually you see the mom holding the child in the hospital bed.
Yeah.
404-741-0985. Why the heck wasn't Dad in the delivery room? Imagine missing out on one of the biggest moments of your life to be there for one of the biggest moments of your life. Pinch hitter Eddie Adrianza, I think is how you say his name. He's a Braves player. He's on the roster, but was on paternity leave, was left the team for 3 days, and in that 3 days, the Braves won the World Series. So he wasn't there to contribute and wasn't there to celebrate. Missed out on this huge moment.
Are you saying that playing in the World Series trumps your baby being born, Tad?
I'm just saying I think he had a pretty good excuse to not be there.
For sure.
404-741-0985. We're asking why Dad wasn't in the room. And I do remember talking with Kara, your dad, Johnny, about this.
Right.
Who was telling us that he wasn't in there. He wasn't allowed to be.
What? Nope. I was in the husband's waiting room at St. Francis Hospital in Memphis.
Was that because you were told to do that, or was that your choice?
Yes, they did not give me a choice. They ushered me into a room. There were four or five other guys there, and we had our cigars and everything. I didn't know it was Kara until they came in and said, "You've got a beautiful young daughter." And here, 28 years later, she's still a beautiful young daughter.
That's a smart guy.
What a sweetheart.
You know what? If you never have seen a picture of Kara's dad, Johnny, you don't know what he looks like. You just listen to him on the phone there. Just imagine what he looks like.
He looks exactly how he sounds.
What exactly are you saying, Drax?
Kara, we asked this question. Why wasn't Dad in the delivery room on Facebook?
Yeah, LaTanya Powell said, speaking of cigars, her husband actually left to go get cigars and totally missed out.
All right.
Janine Digby, her husband and her mother were actually chatting it up, and he stuck his head in the room and asked if she wanted any Wendy's and went to go get lunch, missed the birth of their baby. Wow. And then Kimberly Edwards, her husband actually left for the airport to fly to Chicago as she was leaving to go to the hospital. He was convinced that she was in false labor and he couldn't miss his meeting.
Right.
And she had that baby before he landed in Chicago.
Thank you, all those Facebook commenters, for proving my point that Eddie should have been there. When I go to the parade, I'm going to look for Eddie. Right. He'll be there for the parade, I bet. Eleanor in Atlanta, your dad made it, but just barely, because why?
My big sister was born. It was like at the middle of the night, her water broke. And then my dad was like, okay, we can go. I have to shower first. But my mom was thinking, I'm having a baby and you have to shower.
And you're the one that needs to shower? What?
So did he make it or?
She waited for him because he showered like really quickly. But
yeah. So, I don't know about you, Drax, but I can take a shower in literally like 1 minute.
Can you? I got too much body. I have too much surface to cover.
It takes a while to get into the nooks and crannies.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Good morning. We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters, clouds. Highs only in the upper 50s today. It's 44 in Midtown. Gee, I wonder, what's going on, Kara?
The anxiety-filled sleepless nights have been totally worth it now that we can finally call our Atlanta Braves World Series champions. It only took 26 stinking years, but against all odds, the Braves won it all in Houston last night. Jorge Soler, Dansby Swanson, and Freddie Freeman's home runs took the Braves to the top, crushing the Astros 7-0. Now, the World Series MVP, Soler, got us all started in the third.
There they go, pitch on the way. He attacks and smokes one to deep left. This one's going supersonic. That is out of the ballpark. Whoa! Over the train tracks, it's 3-0 Atlanta.
I think they found that somewhere over at the Battery because it went forever.
It left the stadium.
Exactly, exactly. But I think the call was even better in Spanish.
Falta de la tercera, Lizzo García para enfrentar a Soler. Lanzamiento al pentágono, batazo de Soler, profundo por el izquierdo, la pelota fuera del estadio.
Breathe.
Jorge Soler.
Amazing.
I didn't understand a word that guy just said, but it was still 1,000 times better than listening to Joe Buck.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
I don't think you needed to understand a word he said. Just like the energy coming off of that call was insane. I know fans are over the moon everywhere. We had over 14,000 people show up to Truist Park last night to watch all this go down. 14,000 people paid to watch the game inside Truist Park, and they went wild once we won. We will be having a big old parade. You can plan for that to go down sometime on Friday. No idea what time or where. That is the big question. Do you guys think that this should happen downtown, like traditionally, or do you think it should be over by the Battery?
I don't know. I think every other city, wherever the ballpark is, if it's out of town, they still bring the parade to downtown. I think it's going to be in downtown.
I hope not. I mean, Cobb Parkway is such a better chance. You can end it right into the Battery. And the thing about Cobb Parkway, you got Applebee's. And there's so many opportunities to snack along the parade route.
I wish I knew the rest of that terrible song about Applebee's.
Oh, fancy like Applebee's.
Are we done? Let's be done. We started on such a high note, and then now that's in my head. Well, Braves won the World Series last night, in case anybody missed that little morsel of information.
Thank you for telling me. I haven't only slept for 3 hours. So there's a young lady. Her name is Amber. She is a violinist teacher. She will go on Instagram and TikTok. And she makes her own Braves parodies.
I've heard of her before. She's done parodies in the past.
A couple years ago.
Hey, 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 they're hidden dingers in Cobb County, killing balls for the bang.
So she's got like a fun sense of humor, and she does like a multi-screen video on Instagram where it's her playing different parts of the violin, and then it's also her singing along.
I'm so glad I haven't learned how to do that yet.
Yes, I'm very glad.
Multiple versions.
So she did one, I don't know when this was posted. Was it maybe last night or 2 nights ago before last night's game for Jock Peterson? I mean, that was good, I guess.
Do we have more? Is there more?
I think there's one better, like, short, quick parody about the Braves.
I promise that you'll never find another Max Free. Ozzie Albies.
I mean, you guys decide which is better.
I think I like Amber's a little
more
personally.
No comment.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
We are sponsored by RS Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Hey, Alma in Lawrenceville.
Good morning.
Why don't you go ahead and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Kara, get out of the studio.
I'm gone, Alma. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Kara's going to leave the room. We'll ask you the 5 pop culture trivia questions. Then we'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you answer more right than Kara, she's going to pay you $100 of her own money. You ready?
Okay, ready.
All right. Question 1. Your Atlanta Braves are World Series champions. Name the Braves' first baseman who hit a solo home run last night.
Freddie Freeman.
Question 2. The new vegan McPlant burger is rolling out at a handful of what fast food restaurants? The McPlant.
McDonald's.
Question 3. Nick Lachey says he has no interest in reading his ex-wife's memoir, as she might recall stories differently than he does. Who was Nick Lachey married to in the early 2000s?
Jessica Simpson.
Number 4. New season of Saved by the Bell reboot's going to pay tribute to the late Dustin Diamond. What character did he play?
Spencer.
Number 5, did we mention the Atlanta Braves are World Series champions? What? Name the Braves pitcher who was the MVP back in 1995.
Joe Cox.
Let's bring Kara back in. How do we do?
All right, Alma in Lawrenceville, maybe wiping the championship out of her eyes this morning. Did okay. Did well. We'll see what happens.
All right, Kara.
Yes.
Back in here for the same questions. Number 1, the Braves are world champions. Name the Braves' first baseman who hit a solo home run last night.
Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, that's what Alma said, 1-1.
Number 2, the new vegan McPlant burgers rolling out at a handful of what fast food restaurants.
McDonald's.
Pass. All right, 2-2.
Number three, Nick Lachey says he's got no interest in reading his ex-wife's memoir, as she might recall stories a little bit differently. Who was Nick married to in the early 2000s?
Jessica Simpson.
That's what Alma said as well, knotted up at three.
Number four, new season of Saved by the Bell reboot's going to pay tribute to the late Dustin Diamond. What character did he play?
Screech.
Alma said Spencer. I mean, you were kind of close, but 4-3, Kara's up.
Number five, did we mention the Atlanta Braves are World Series champions? Name the Braves pitcher who was the MVP back in 1995.
Tom Glavine.
Is the correct answer. Well done, Kara. All right, final score this morning, 5-3. Alma in Lawrenceville, are you smarter than Kara?
I am not.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,148 wins and 38 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Alma.
It's okay.
No cash, but we are going to send you to Downton Abbey, the exhibition, pair of tickets at Perimeter Point for a limited time only. Tickets at DowntonExhibition.com.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're so welcome. We're going to play again later this morning. We do it every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. Go ahead and sign up at TadandDrex.com.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Chris, you don't think you're good enough for your girlfriend.
I feel like she's going to dump me. She's amazing. She's, you know, frankly, out of my league. And so I've just kind of been insecure. I mean, usually I stay over at her place. I have roommates, so it's just nicer to stay at her place. But a couple of weeks ago, she asked me to hold off for a while because she's having work done on her place.
And so would you guys spend the night at your house then? Or
no.
Would you guys were separated then? It was like she was breaking it off with you?
Yeah, she hasn't been spending the night with me.
Huh.
And so it sounds like, you're getting a little insecure, and maybe that was just her way of breaking up with you by saying, I'm having work done at my house.
Yeah.
But what if she just is, Chris?
Right, except that her house is on my way to work, and so I've been driving by, and there's no sign of any work being done. There's no construction vehicle. There's no dumpster. There's no...
So, but there was something in your email about a text message. Did you go into her phone?
Yeah, and I saw these messages with her friends saying stuff like, you got this, you know, just stay strong. You can do this. Just, you know, find the right time.
Yeah.
So,
is there a thought that maybe those messages are encouragement from her girlfriends to break things off with you?
Oh, yeah.
That's where my head went.
So where do we come in here? What are we calling her for? To ask her forgiveness for you snooping in her phone, or?
Yeah. And just if she needs to break up with me, like, it's okay. It was good while it lasted. And I understand that it's not the right thing for her.
Well, I mean, it sounds to me, the way you talk about her, that you would really prefer that she stay with you.
Yeah.
You sure you want us to tell her it's okay?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Well, we'll help you try to get some forgiveness or going through her. Does she know that you went through her phone?
No.
Oh, geez. Mm. All right. There's a lot of things being admitted here that I don't know that you need to do, but we will contact her in about 10 minutes.
All right.
Forgive and forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Chris said his girlfriend, Amy, told him that he couldn't stay at her house because her house was getting worked on, but he'd drive by her house. There was no construction vehicles, no nothing. So that was part one. Then he got nervous. He went through her phone, found these text messages from her girlfriend saying, you got this, girl. You can do it. And he says they're trying to encourage her to break up with him. So Chris just wants to ask her forgiveness and tell her, listen, if you're going to break up with me, let's get this over with. Like, let's not waste time. Sit tight, Chris. Let us talk to Amy here for a minute.
Hello.
Hi, is this Amy?
It is.
This is Tad Drex and Kara, calling from B98.5. How are you this morning?
I'm well. What's going on?
Well, we were talking about home renovations on our show this morning, and curious if people are having a hard time, you know, finding contractors and supplies and things like that. Any chance you could give us some insight on that?
I work in the auto industry, and I haven't really done any work to my house, so I'm not sure that I can help you.
What about, we've got to find another topic to talk about then. What about maybe relationship renovations? Any remodeling going on there?
With her relationship? Yeah. Anything happening?
I'm in a relationship. I mean, it's going good. We've had a little hiccup, but I mean, I still believe it's good.
Anything you could share with us?
It's going to sound silly, but he's ruining my Peloton's ranking.
Your Peloton ranking?
When my boyfriend stays at my house, he'll hop on it when I'm in the shower or if I leave him, if I go for like a little run or something.
Right.
And he's ruining my ranking in the group I'm in.
So he's not a good Pelotoner? Is that even a word?
Yeah. Hang on. Let me just understand what you're talking about. You're saying that when you go take a shower, you have a Peloton. He's over at your house. He'll get on your Peloton. He'll use it, but he uses it under your profile, so it's ruining your ranking?
Yes. It's a little competitive, and it's actually what motivates me during my week.
Okay. All right.
So can I just tell you that this is a feature called Forgive and Forget? The reason why we were fishing for you to start talking is because we have Chris on the other line, and he needs to ask you forgiveness for something. This has really messed him up.
What's going on? Why do you need to apologize?
I didn't know I was ruining your Peloton ranking.
I honestly should have told you that it was bothering me. It never should have gotten this far.
So is it safe to say that, Amy, you weren't having any work done at your house?
Yeah, Chris was saying that you had said that you'd had some construction happening. Was that a lie to get him away from your house so he wouldn't use your Peloton?
Babe, that's a little twisted. I really feel like I should be the one asking for forgiveness because it's just that I'm really, really bad with confrontation.
But since we're being honest, I really came on the radio to ask forgiveness for reading your text messages.
My text messages?
Yeah, I just got in my head when you didn't want me staying over anymore, and then I saw a text from your girlfriends telling you to... You got this, you know, stay strong. And I thought they were giving you encouragement to break up with me.
They were encouraging me to climb back on the leaderboard of Heart Paley's group.
I know that now.
So they were giving you the same messages we hear in the ads where, like, who wants to be sweaty and strong? They're like, be strong and sweaty. Chris thought it was a big breakup.
Exactly.
So can we forgive Chris for going through your text messages? I mean, you lied. Everybody's been lying.
Yeah.
Can we have a clean slate here?
I'm making you your own profile right now. Just please make sure you sign me out if you want to ride.
I can totally do that.
And I want to say this to you, Amy, because it needs to be said, and Chris might not have the courage to say this. He loves you a lot. He thinks you're way out of his league. And so you could probably lay off the Peloton and he'd still stay with you.
Oh, thanks. I never was thinking about leaving you or breaking up with you.
It doesn't sound like Amy has any plans to break up with Chris or the Peloton.
Here's what's coming up next with Tad and Drex.
All right, on the next Forgive and Forget tomorrow morning, we're going to help Stacy ask her friend Lauren to forgive her for outing her on an affair. She saw her in a car at Lennox, in her car, and as she got closer, she's like, that's not her husband. So we will help her out on Forgive and Forget tomorrow morning.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.